It was the only way to kill him, the old man said. He was feeling better since the water, and he knew he would not go away, and his head was clear. He's over 1,500 pounds the way he is, he thought. Maybe much more. If he dresses out 2/3 of that at 30 cents a pound. I need a pencil for that, he said. My head is not that clear. But I think the great DiMaggio would be proud of me today. I had no bone spurs, but the hands in the back hurt truly. I wonder what a bone spur is, he thought. Maybe we have them without knowing of it. He made the fish fast to bow and stern, and to the middle thwart. He was so big it was like lashing a much bigger skiff alongside. He cut a piece of line and tied the fish's lower jaw against his bill so his mouth would not open and they would sail as cleanly as possible. Then he stepped the mast, and with the stick that was his gaff and with his bruised in the head, he thought, you must keep your head clear, keep your head clear and know how to suffer like a man. Or a fish, he thought. Clear up head, he said in a voice he could hardly hear. Clear up. Twice more it was the same on the turns. I do not know, the old man thought. He had been on the point of feeling himself go each time. I do not know, but I will try it once more. He tried it once more, and he felt himself going when he turned the fish. The fish righted himself and swam off again slowly, with the great tail weaving in the air. I'll try it again, the old man promised, although his hands were mushy now and he could only see well in flashes. He tried it again, and it was the same. So he thought, and he felt himself going before he started, I will try it once again. He took all his pain and what was left of his strength and his long-gone pride, and he put it against the fish's agony, and the fish came over onto his side and swam gently on his side, his bill almost touching the planking of the skiff, and started to pass the boat, long, deep, wide, silver, and barred with purple, and interminable in the water. The old man dropped the line and put his foot on it and lifted the harpoon as high as he could and drove it down with all his strength, and more strength he had just summoned, into the fish's side just behind the great chest fin that rose high in the air to the altitude of the man's chest. He felt the iron go in, and he leaned on it and drove it further, and then pushed all his weight after it. Then the fish came alive, with his death in him, and rose high out of the water, showing all his great length and width and all his power and his beauty. He seemed to hang in the air above the old man in the skiff. Then he fell into the water with a crash that sent spray over the old man and over all of the skiff. He watched the first light come before the sunrise. He's headed almost with all dignity gone. There would be no question either. But they were sailing together, lashed side by side, and the old man thought, let him bring me in if it pleases him. I am only better than him through trickery, and he meant me no harm.